Welcome back to the Food Service Distribution Podcast. Today is August 21st, 2020, and I'm going to try something new. So if you listened to the last episode, which was FDP 26, I had Ross Oswald of Hall & Oswald onto the show to talk about cheese pricing, the dairy markets, supply chain, economics. We talked about money, the concept of money, the Federal Reserve, inflation, all kinds of stuff. So we went all over the place. And what I'm doing today is taking two clips from that episode that I found especially interesting and informative, something that Ross brought to the table that I think you might not find many other places, and put those into a new episode. So the first clip is the price discovery of cheese, kind of how cheese finds its price, and the process from the cow and the farm all the way through until it's in a grocery store or your fridge at home. And the second is a very elegant, simple explanation of margin versus markup. So both of these clips, like I said, I found very helpful, very useful. I went back and listened to both of them a couple of times. They really stuck with me, and I hope they have the same effect on you. So let me know what you think. Reach out on Twitter or email. I have it in the notes. And let me know if you like this format, if you'd like to see more of it, or if this is something you'd say, hey, David, we already listened to this. We already saw this last week. Either way, have an awesome weekend. Thanks for your feedback, as always. I hope you guys have an awesome last short weekend before the long Labor Day weekend, and get outside, go do something fun, and be good to each other. All right, here's the episode. So what's going on right now with the price of cheese? Is it, I saw it was going up. I don't know if we have some relief coming up. Sounds like we might. Would you be able to just talk through that a little bit?
Sure. So it kind of we'll cover two different things. One is just the change that occurred, kind of, well, for two reasons. One, just the cyclical nature of the dairy market throughout the year, and then also what COVID did, but then also the price components of it is kind of a separate topic. So what's been, or I guess the calendar, what happens in dairy is, you know, there's kind of a fixed number of cows out there. They milk them twice a day. So every cow gives kind of out the same amount of output. So it doesn't change a lot. Like, I think dairy output is supposed to increase 1.6% this year. So it's not, it's kind of a set amount of milk is coming out. And so you would think that's real stable pricing. But what happens is they got to move the price up and down to get retailers to put it on ad to push more of it. And actual consumption of milk, if you think about yourself, probably you don't drink as much fluid milk as you did as a child, or, you know, years ago there was just more milk being consumed, and people, yeah. Now there's a lot of beverage alternatives. So you see in the grocery store kind of what's been going on is you see more, you know, yogurt, butter choices, cheese choices, because they still got to get rid of that milk. And so, but what happens during the year is the same amount of milk's coming out pretty much all the time. Summer heat stresses cows a little bit, and there's a little less milk, but also vacations really, in hot weather, spike ice cream sales. So it's a big demand on, okay. And so the prices go up in the summer. And then they'll kind of hold up, because once school goes back in, I think there's like, you know, probably 30, 40 million school-age kids that go to school and get a half pint of milk for lunch. So that's, you know, a big chunk of demand on those cows. And then when school closes down in December and colder weather, December, January is low. So there's always throughout the year, some movement in the price of cheese, but typically it's maybe 40 cents a pound from low to high, 50 cents some years, but that's kind of the number. What happened this year is middle of March, all of a sudden the restaurants stopped. Cheese prices dropped about 80 cents a pound, way below the cost of production for the dairy farmers. And kind of a segue there, dairy is all contracted, because those cows give milk every single day. It's every day or 2 days going to either being bottled or cartoned as fluid milk. for the cheese factories being, produced into block cheeses. So what's happened is it stopped, the pricing dumped, but then everybody readjusted and figured out, grocery stores were, sales were going up, so they shifted into smaller packages. Well, then what happened was you go to a restaurant, you didn't usually order, quesadilla or a cheese sandwich. You go to the restaurant, you have, halibut and salmon and, items that you can't cook at home. Well, you start, restaurants close, you eat at home, all of a sudden people started buying a lot more cheese because it's easy to cook.
Very true.
Yeah, so the cheese plant that I represent, their sales at retail were like at 125%. Well, no plant has excess capacity much, so they're just totally maxed out on it. Well, then on the restaurant side, people don't like to cook at home, so they look at what they still can buy, and they're buying a lot of pizza. So both food service and retail drove cheese sales up. In Seattle, they're trying to sell, like there's a boat at the Fisherman's Wharf, they're selling tuna right off the boat because they don't have a market for it. The restaurants are closed. So, seafood prices dropped a lot, but cheese prices went up a lot. So from the 80-cent drop in just 6 weeks, it went up $2. So $1.20 above what kind of was historical pricing.
Okay, Ross, for anybody that's not in the pizza business or the cheese business, when you see an 80% drop or a $2 increase, what is that roughly percentage-wise? I mean, when you say per pound, is cheese $2 per pound to begin with, $3 per pound?
So we can, I was going to kind of segue into that, the way cheese really is priced, and that's probably, we'll go to that now. So the dairy farmer, there's a lot of data, but dairy farmer, they're priced, the way they sell milk is for 100 pounds of milk. 100 pounds, it's 8 pounds a gallon. So, you're talking about, 12 gallons of milk is what they sell per year.
That's, so 100. That's the commodity price of,
yeah, 100. Milk. Yeah, 100 pounds. And if you, a great site to look up on is cheesereporter.com. They have a pull down. It has pricing on, butter, milk, non-fat milk, and historical. You can look at 3 years of past pricing. But so the dairy farmers getting their cost, so feed and overhead, is about $14 per hundredweight. So times are bad, they're getting $12, getting below their production cost. That's why dairies are shrinking out there or consolidating. And then when it's good, they'll be, up at just above that $14. So it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese, about. So if milk is, $14 a hundredweight for 100 pounds, that's about $1.40 per pound cost to make cheese. So, that's traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and there's daily trades. It's not a big market, but that's the number I was talking about. So it had been about $1.80, and that price is if you bought on the exchange a truckload or a rail car of cheese, and it's usually somebody like Schreiber selling it to Kraft, big sales like that, you'd pay that FOB Chicago price. So it was $1.80. It dropped to $1, which is, way below everybody's production cost, but then quickly climbed to $3. Since then, everybody's kind of adjusted.
Wow.
The dairies are a little less affected by COVID for labor because they're automated. So it's not like the meat processing plants where there's a lot of labor doing handwork. They're still affected, but not to the same extent. So pricing was at $3, and then in the last really 3 weeks, and this week the most, it's dropped back down to the $1.80. So it's almost washed completely through the system, the price swing. So, which is great news for the pizzerias or any cheese consumer, because this is kind of how the pricing works from that Wisconsin block market or the CME market. So if it's a dollar, when the market was $1.80, the manufacturers may sell to ABC Distributing for about 40 cents over that block market. So if it's $1.80, they'd sell FOB their plant for $2.20. Then it usually costs like 10 to 15 cents to move it to the location. So, you know, landed on the West Coast, then you got product that's, you know, $2.35 a pound. So 180, you know, 40 over the block, 15 cents freight. The distributor has, you know, that price into it. And then they may mark it up, you know, super aggressive might be 20 cents a pound, you know, a little better margin might be 30 cents a pound. So that's out at that, you know, the price of, you know, to say we're at $2.50 a pound. Well, that $2.50 price had, you know, dropped to 80 cents and then swung back up, you know, $2. Mm-hmm. So big hurt on the pizzerias because there's maybe close to a pound, a large pizza from, you know, good toppings on it might be a pound of cheese. So if the price of cheese went up a dollar, their pizza really had to go up $3, and they really can't pass on, or they don't feel like they can pass on that price increase. So
yeah.
That's kinda, I don't know if that made sense about how, where the raw commodity starts and what it ends up at in the restaurant.
Absolutely. That was a really good rundown. I learned a few things there.
One other piece that's kind of interesting. So grocery stores, they don't like the consumer to know it, but they generally work on 50% margin, or which is 100% markup. And that's probably the one thing to learn today is the difference between margin and markup. And I know, David, you know it well, because it's in every distributor's playbook.
Jump into it. A lot of people don't know the difference.
Yeah. So if you pay $75 for something and then you sell it for $100, you've marked it up $25 or a third. So that's a third markup, 33%. But if you sell it for $100 and $25 of it was profit, that's a 25% margin. So it's easy to do with that $75 and $100 number, but there's a big difference because one's 25% margin, one 33% markup, but in both cases, it's profit of $25. So the grocery stores, though, make 50% margin or 100% markup. So when cheese went up, you know, $1, $1.20 a pound, it hits the consumer going up $2.50 a pound. Well, then people walk by cheese and think, I'm not buying that. I can buy pasta or tomato sauce. So, and that's actually probably what caused this price drop, is dairy got expensive. And in retail, this is kind of the economic side, there's good substitutions. Because you're in the grocery store and you're thinking, oh, I want to make, that's too expensive. I'll walk by it and buy pasta, tomato, spaghetti sauce. And I just didn't buy the cheese. Well, when you're a pizzeria, you can't substitute. You got to use that product. And that's really what inelastic demand is that it doesn't matter the price, they got to buy it. So fortunately, retail, you know, it's really elastic demand where people substitute. And that's what's brought that dairy market back down, is retail sales are softening, food service kind of stays stable. And the price kind of finds a level where all the milk moves.